Welcome to the Uplevel Your Future No More Hiding Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
All right. Hello, I am Shiraz. I am a reality interventionist. And what that means is I help you to get out of the addiction to your current reality, just like when someone does an intervention when you're doing drugs and alcohol and say, this is hurting you and the people around you. I do that with your reality. So welcome to this session. And we're going to talk about the number one thing stopping you from having success. So I want to ask you these questions. Do you want to have success? And would you like to have it happen in big ways? And would you like to have it happen, in the next few months or possibly the next few weeks, or maybe even the next few days? I want you to think about that. Imagine if that happened. Imagine if your business just started to grow. If clients started approaching you without you even having to ask, imagine unlocking success potential you didn't even realize you had. It's kind of like my client, Jennifer, who was doing well. However, there were some blocks going on for her, and I had to do an intervention. And when I started working with her of October last year, between October and December, she made as much money in her business as she did January up until October. So if you would like those kinds of results in your business, then give me a yes. I know there's a chat here, so let's try and make this interactive. So what I do is not as important as why I do it. You see, I believe that we all just want to be loved and understood and seen. But we are taught at an early age that you have to fit in, not rock the boat. Please other people. And in that, you don't get to be who you really are. And I believe that when you let all that go and start being the you that you were born to be, the you deep inside of you, the you that loves you, your impact amplifies, your happiness definitely amplifies, and you make a change across the planet. So I would like to thank Inspired Choices for putting this on, for giving a stage to so many amazing speakers. I've been listening to the talks and really enjoying myself and taking notes. And I'd like to thank you for coming out, because as entrepreneurs, a lot of times we don't realize that most of the world is just going along. This is what life gives me. This is what I have to deal with, but not you. You are saying, I want more. I want to create more success. I want to create a better life, and I want to impact other people. You're in the top 10% already, and my job is to help get you higher. So I'm going to do whatever I can to make that happen. So about me, as a reality interventionist, I basically shift a lot of reality around. And one of the things, like, it happens in small ways and big ways. And one of the small ways it happened was my speaking spot was actually booked with a client. And I was just like, well, that's not going to work. I need to change that. And within minutes of me thinking I need to change that, that client went and rescheduled their appointment outside of the speaking spot without me having to do anything. So reality basically shifted around me. And this is a common occurrence in my life. And it's something I would like for you to have too, is just this common occurrence of reality shifting to get what you want. And here, we'll just get right into it. What's the number one reason you're not getting the success you want? So you don't want success. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know that's not the news you wanted, but that's what's going on. And I'll give you an example of what happened to me just a couple of years ago. I entered into a program where the goal was to get to $1 million in sales in 2 years or less, which I thought, yeah, $1 million, hell yeah, let's do this. And when I was talking to my coach, he said, okay, what we can do is we can create a program that's about $10,000. You'd need to get 100 people in it in 2 years, which is doable. And I'm like, that still seems like a lot. He goes, well, we can do a $25,000 program. And then you only need 40 people in 2 years. Do you think you can do that? And I said, oh, hell yes. $25,000. I've got a $20,000 program. That's just $5,000 more. Not a problem. And he looked at me and he said, well, then if it's not a problem, it's not a big enough stretch, right? If you want to create success, you've got to stretch yourself at times. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to create you a $100,000 program. And outwardly, I said, okay, that's a stretch. It's four times more. Let's do this. Let's do it. Inwardly, I was like, are you insane? Who's going to buy a $100,000 program? That's not going to fly. You want me to make this work? Oh my God. But I followed the instructions of my coach. We mapped out the program. I threw it out to the world and saying, here's the program I'm working on it. Is this something you think people would buy? And the feedback was incredible. People were like, yeah, this is worth $100,000. So then I said, okay, now people say it's okay, let me just sell it. And I didn't. I did not take any steps towards selling it. And then what happened is my income, my regular income, my business started to decline. So I'm like, okay, don't worry about that new program. Let's stop the declining of your current income because this is an issue. Here's what was actually going on. The thought of charging people $100,000 and possibly not delivering on it made me go into this internal panic. It wasn't conscious at all. It's like, I don't want to let people down. I have to make sure I can absolutely deliver. And so that's why I wasn't trying to sell the program. However, I am a pretty motivated guy, so it started getting into me. You got to get off your butt and start selling. So I unconsciously sabotaged my existing business so that it would distract me from selling the big program. Because when you think about it, even if the income in my program is going down, selling the $100,000 program solves the income problem. But that's not what my mind wanted. It's wanted to keep me safe. I didn't actually want success. And it's not that I didn't want to be successful. I didn't want to let people down. And if you're not creating success in the way you want, it's because the thought of creating that success scares you at some level. So what are some of the ways you can get scared about this? And it might not just be, I'm afraid this will happen. It's things like, well, if I make, like, let's say I sell 10 of those programs, that's $1 million. Now I've got $1 million. How are people going to react to that? Some people are going to say, Shiraz, you have $1 million. Can I have some money? Can you invest in my business? Can you give to my charity? Can I come stay at your place? Because you must have a nice place now. And the thought of that happening for some people would be like, oh, hell no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have those conversations. I don't want to be guilted into doing these things just because I have money. And so your mind says, oh, well, you know what? If you don't want that to happen, and I don't want you to go into this place of emotional distress, then I will make sure you don't make that much money so that you're safe. You're not in distress. And I want you to get that your mind tries to protect you from emotional distress. And the two biggest emotions it tries to protect you from are guilt and shame. Now, there's other emotions it'll try to protect you, like just straight out, I don't want to have to deal with these people. So what you're creating right now in your reality is exactly what you want created at an unconscious level. It's exactly the right amount of money, the right amount of visibility, the types of relationships you want, and the health you want. So when you stop asking, why is this happening to me? Why can't I create success? Right? What am I missing? And start asking, what is it about the situation that I secretly love? Then the answers can start to bubble up from your subconscious mind and you can get to them. The issue with this is you don't know how long it will take for those answers to bubble up. They could bubble up immediately. They could bubble up in the next 5 years. So it's good to have someone that you can have a conversation with that can see through your crap, because you're going to try and hide the answer from yourself so you can stay safe. And when you have those conversations, you can find out what the truth is. And then eliminate that truth, because it's always going to be on a belief that that you think is real and important, and it never is, ever. Because you are destined for greatness. You are destined for wealth and success and amazing relationships. The only thing that says otherwise is you and the stories you were taught growing up, and sometimes in adulthood as well. So I want you to start looking at the different things in your life where you're stuck, right? And let's say it's money. Money is a big one for a lot of people. It could be that you don't want to have those conversations. It could be that you were taught you have to work hard to succeed. And that's not actually true. There are a lot of people out there that aren't working hard at all and they're making great success. The actual statement you want is you have to be willing to work hard to succeed. Because if you're willing to work hard, then when hard work is required, you'll do it. And when it's not required, you'll just receive. You'll just let that success and that money flow in. When you believe you have to work hard to succeed, if you're already working hard and just getting this level of success, your mind says, well, in order to get this level of success, like 2 times, 5 times, 10 times, I'm going to have to work 2 times, 5 times, 10 times as hard. And it's going to say, oh, hell no. Let's just keep sabotaging you to stay here where it's a level of work that we can handle. If you don't like paying taxes, and you know, if I make more money, I'm going to pay more taxes, your mind's going to say, okay, let's make sure you don't make as much money so you don't have to pay as much taxes, right? And here's where the bigger issue is, because I said I'm a reality interventionist and it's about addiction, is once these beliefs are in place, then whenever you see evidence to affirm your belief, you get a hit of dopamine. So someone complains about how much taxes they have, and you're like, oh, I don't have to pay that. And your body gets hit with dopamine, right? Someone's talking about how hard they work and they make way more money than you. You're like, oh my God, I'm glad I don't have to work that hard. You get a hit of dopamine, right? Someone's complaining that they have, you know, their family's all on them about giving them money. And you're like, oh, I don't have to do that. Another hit of dopamine. So you create a dopamine addiction. Then what else can happen is a situation like you are working your butt off and you don't know if you're going to pay your bills at the end of the month. You don't know if you're going to make rent. But at the last minute, stuff comes through, you make rent, and you're like, oh, thank God. Now, on the surface, it feels like relief. Internally, what happened is you just got hit with dopamine. You probably got hit with adrenaline. You probably got hit with some oxytocin or some serotonin. And so your whole body went, ooh, that felt really good. Let's do it again. So now you go through the next month and you unconsciously make sure there's struggle. You know, you make sure it's lasting. And then at the last minute, you hit your goals again and you get that hit. So now every month your body wants this hit and you go month after month, just paying the bills or just managing a relationship or, you know, feeling worse in your illness and then feeling better in your illness. And you're getting your fix every month. And then it gets worse. Because like any addiction, you eventually build up a tolerance. So if you're going month to month paying your bills, then what might happen is, oh, this doesn't feel as good anymore. Let's make conditions worse through the month so it feels better when we come out. Or let's add illness so that we have to do it while we're ill so that we have, you know, we feel more proud at the end when we get through the month. Or let's throw in some family issues and, you know, getting a fight with my siblings or my wife or whatever it is and make it to the end of the month. So then you get your bigger fix. So this is what's happening with most people in the world, and they don't realize they're stuck in an addictive cycle. And you may think the answer is, well, get out of the addictive cycle. And that's only half the answer. Because your body wants to be addicted to something. It's just that you've been letting circumstances choose what the addiction is. When you intentionally state, I want to be addicted to this, then what you're going to do is replace the existing addiction with the new addiction. And an example of that is, I used to get stopped at borders all the time. Every time I crossed the border, I got stopped. I got my body checked, my luggage checked, my vehicle checked if I was driving. And no matter what I was doing, I get stopped at the border. What I thought it was is racism. People, it's one time I got stopped with friends that were white and I was black, and they only stopped me and not my friends. So there was evidence that it was racism. And what it turned out to be was that whenever I got stopped and then told that story to friends and family, and they went, "Oh my God, Shiraz, I can't believe this keeps happening to you. Right? We feel for you." That felt like love. And so to get my love fix, I had to keep getting stopped at borders because I can't just get stopped once and tell the same story over and over for years and years. I had to keep coming up with new material. When that was pointed out to me by one of my coaches, I said, "You know what? I'm going to stop getting love for my struggles and start getting it for my successes. I'm going to hang out with people that are all about success, about being uplifting. I'm going to create more success in my life, and I don't need to get love for struggling." And when I made that decision, my reality shifted. I stopped getting stopped at borders. I started creating more success. And I got addicted to creating that level of success. And then eventually, I built up a tolerance for that level of success. I'm like, how can I go more? And so then I had to get unaddicted to that level of success and get addicted to a higher level of success. And that's how I went from a couple of years ago, it was $100,000 every year. And that's when I had peaked. And then I changed the addiction, went to $200,000, and changed the addiction again. And last year, I did $1 million in sales. So this is all possible when you get intentional about what you're addicted to. And I want you to look at this as well in that if you're going through a struggle and you're talking about that struggle, and it could be because of the color of your skin or which sex you are, or where you came from or how old you are or whatever it is, if that story keeps repeating in some way and you keep talking about it, you're getting love for your struggles when people react to your story. So make a decision to stop doing that. When I made that decision, I stopped getting stopped at borders. I stepped out of the story I was in, and I can look back and see what was going on in that story. I'm coming into an airport. I'm expecting to get stopped. So I'm looking to see which is the customs agent that's going to stop me this time. What are customs agents trained for? Suspicious people who are looking around to see if they're going to get caught. So I was basically lighting up as a target for them to come and take me away. I didn't realize I was doing it until I was on the other side of it, and I just didn't care. I'm just walking through. And what's funny is there was an event I did in South America, and I just got back from it, and I'm at customs, and the guy says, "Well, what do you do? What do you do?" And I said, "What were you there for?" I said, "I was there for a speakers conference." And he goes, "Oh, you're a speaker?" I said, "No, I'm a reality interventionist, but I use speaking to promote my business." And he's like, "Okay, now you're gonna have to tell me what a reality interventionist is." I'm like, "Okay." So I gave him the spiel, and then he's just staring at me. And I'm like, staring back at him. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And he's staring at me. I'm like, finally, I looked at him. I said, "Do you want my card?" And he goes, Yes, I want your card." Like, that's how far away from the original reality I'd gotten. And it's a lot more fun, let me tell you. So think about it. What is it that is a struggle that you keep going through, or is a barrier you decided you just can't seem to get by? There's a reason that's happening. That's the reason that you're not having the success you want. And it's going to be to get that emotional fix of love or whatever it is, or to avoid emotional distress. And once you figure that out, things will start to change. And then you'll figure it out for something else, and things will start to change. And just like it was getting worse and worse and worse, it gets better and better and better. Now, the other side to this is the fact that most people, like in order to manifest your reality, you have to be able to hold thoughts and the corresponding emotions for 30 seconds or more. And most people can hold a thought for 7 seconds or less, which is about the same as a goldfish. So what happens, for instance, is let's say you want to be a speaker, but you're afraid to get up on stage and you're wondering how the audience will receive you and if you'll screw up and there's all this nervousness coming up. If you can imagine yourself on stage from the first person point of view, so you're looking through your eyes, and you imagine yourself giving that talk with confidence, being received by the audience in a wonderful way, Your brain can no longer tell if that's real or imagined. It thinks it's all real. And when it thinks it's all real, it starts to rewire your neural pathways to say, well, this is just who I am. So this type of visualization, which is continuous, if it happens in short bursts, like I'm up on stage and at Carnegie Hall, and it's like, no, you know, it's somewhere in Vegas. No, it's somewhere, and because you're trying mentally to think of the perfect place, your brain knows those are fake because it keeps happening so quickly and in different places. But when it's consistent, it thinks, oh, this is what my life is. So then it starts rewiring your neural pathways until that's who you actually become. So when you do step up on a stage, you're like, I feel good. I feel excited. This is good. You might do a little dance before you start and get up on stage. So this is why you want to do these exercises. And I've actually created a series of audios called Stop Thinking Like a Goldfish audios that you can listen to train your brain to hold thoughts for more than 30 seconds. Once you've got that muscle built, then you can use it to do the visualization exercises to get the results. Right? And the cool thing about the audios is the shortest ones are 2 minutes long. So it doesn't have to cut into your day. And you can do them, like there's one where you're listening to sounds and you can do it out on a walk, focus on a sound for 30 seconds and see how that goes. I've used these audios for years. I don't actually use the audios. I just think it through in my head and then I recorded what I thought onto the audios. And I have to warn you, there are side effects. You will become calmer in crazy situations. You'll be more focused. And that calm attitude will actually be attractive to other people, so people will be drawn to you. So if you don't like those side effects, don't grab the audios. The other thing I have to warn about the audios is if you download them onto your hard drive and don't listen to them, they don't actually work. You actually listen to them for them to work. And I say this, and it sounds funny, but half the people I've talked to that downloaded the audios, I'm like, have you listened to them yet? Oh, no, I'm going to get around to it. And they're not seeing the results yet. The results will come. So I hope this has been enlightening. I hope you now get the number one reason that you're not getting the success you want, and you can flip that around to be the number one reason why success always comes to you. I have Shiraz. I have enjoyed having this talk with you, and I believe the audios are part of the gifts that you're getting for being in this event. If not, we'll make sure they are. So thank you very much.
Thank you for joining this motivating talk on the Uplevel Your Future No More Hiding Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.